Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The brothers, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith with regards to the virtues of durood and salam, and he has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace and blessings upon his noble messenger of Aqa Mawla Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his Ahl Bayt, and upon all his companions, inshallah, and upon them who follow them till the Day of Judgment. With regards to those who observe the night of Bara'ah, the night of salvation, and they are forgiven, except for three people, three kinds of people. And one of those kinds of people are very unfortunate. People who do black magic. Everyone will be forgiven who has iman and who has devoted himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this auspicious night, except for three people. Those who indulge in black magic, doing harm to others. Number second, those who haven't read the kalima, of course. And then those who have malice and hatred and jealousy. Allah. So let's talk about this fact. Many of us may not be indulging in black magic, and alhamdulillah, we all are Muslim, we read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But there is something we as the common society, we as the ummah, we as the people in this society, as a human being, many of us may be guilty of this evil trait of envy and jealousy and malice and hatred. Yes or not? You see people with this trait walking left, right and center. We have this kind of people in our homes, in our families, in the circle of our friends, people we associate with, the business associates, the customers, the business people. It is everywhere. Allahu Akbar. And we don't really pay attention to it. And this is a spiritual disease because of which our du'as are not accepted. Imagine you rubbing your forehead the whole night in the night of salvation in Shab-e-Barat. And you making du'a, you crying, but your du'as are not accepted. Cold water is thrown over all your actions that you did. Because of this one thing that we might be guilty of. We have hatred, we have malice, we have jealousy towards one another. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you know, it is directly related to the heart. This is the disease of the heart. And about the heart, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his Mubarak hadith, Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghah. Indeed, there is a piece of flesh in our body. When it functions properly, the entire body functions properly. Wa idha fasadat, fasad al jasadu kulluhu. When it dysfunctions, the entire body is dysfunctional. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. Beware that it is the heart. It is the heart. Even biologically or scientifically proven. And this fact is not hidden from you, although you might not be a doctor or an engineer or very qualified professor of a university for you to understand this, that the heart is one of the most important organs in the body. It is called the king of organs. It pumps blood, which is distributed throughout the whole body. So now any problem related to the heart, we take it very seriously. You know, if somebody comes and tells you any, you know, any abrupt news or anything that you may dislike, it's a common statement, don't give me heart attack. Why? Because this is something so serious. Something so serious. We use it in our daily conversations. If the doctor tells you you've got this problem, you need to test your bloods, all right, fine. Or you've got, you know, typhoid, fine, no problem. You don't take it so seriously. You got flu, no problem. The moment you hear you've got heart problems, Allahu Akbar, your whole world comes crumbling down. Like the house of cards. Why? Because this is a serious matter. It relates to the most important organ in your body, which is the heart. So when it comes to the physical condition of the heart, we abstain from fatty foods. We abstain from eating junk food. We take medications, chronic medications to alleviate this bad, you know, artery blockage that is there. Triglyceride levels, if we find in our blood has gone too high, we take treatment for it. Or some of you may be having vinegar with everything because that also cuts it down. So all these things, we take precautions when anything physically affects the heart. Be it cholesterol levels or any other angina heart, any other diseases that are related to the heart, we take it very seriously. All these are physical ailments. Physical illnesses, medical illnesses. What about the spiritual illnesses? What about the spiritual illnesses that our heart goes through, that undergoes, you know, many of our traits that affects it directly? It's spirituality. And it's not only spiritual itself. It begins at that level. But then it becomes a heart hazard. How? Let's say you harbor jealousy and envy for people. You see anybody, oh. Already negative feeling is entering your heart. And you entertain it. You entertain it. And that is very detrimental to your heart, physical heart, as well as spiritual heart. What happens when the blood pressure goes up? Somebody is happy, you can't see them happy. Your blood starts to boil. That is the jealousy there, right there. So it's affecting you physically and spiritually. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from having this evil trait. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran, in Surah Falaq, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek Allah's refuge from this evil trait of jealousy. And this is a lesson for us as well. And from the evil of the envious, when he envies me, Allah, the translation of the verse. So this is the evil of the heart, from which we need to take refuge in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and need to rectify ourselves, reform ourselves. Anytime any ill feeling, negative feelings we have towards someone, quickly keep it in check. Get rid of it instead of entertaining it and then it becoming a mental issue later on. People nowadays, in olden times or even a couple years later, if you look back, as we are progressing in time, as we are being more modernized and we are being more materialistic, let's say, the mental issues, people hardly had mental issues in old days, in olden times. Now mental diseases are on the rise. Whether it's narcissism, whether it's bipolar, whether it is borderline personality disorders, you know, depression, all of this, it's on the rise. Why? Because we are not keeping our spiritual self in check. And in turn, it becomes a mental problem, then it becomes a physical problem. So it comes back to bite you. In the beginning, you may not realize the seriousness of it. You know, jealousy is like how we say. It's like drinking a poison, a bottle of poison. You're drinking the poison, but you want somebody else to die. Right? You are drinking the poison. You are poisoning yourself, your soul, your spiritual self, your heart, and you are expecting someone else to die. Make sense? No. Can we derive any benefit from jealousy, hatred, malice, envy? No. Zero. So why do we entertain it? This is fringe elements. We need to discard it from our lives. And do we know, it is mentioned in the tafsir of the Holy Quran, the ulama, the aima, the pious predecessors have mentioned that envy and jealousy was the first crime and the first sin. It is a sin. It is the first sin that was committed in the heavens, and it is the first sin that was committed on this earth. So it's the root of many evils. The first crime and the first sin that was committed in the heavens was committed by Iblis. And who was Iblis? Before he became disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was teacher of the angels. He was a very high ranking angel. He was from the jinn fraternity, but he had a high rank among the angels of Allah. And then what happened? When he was fueled by jealousy, his hatred was fueled by the jealousy against the father of mankind, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And then he was accursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What caused him this disgrace was the jealousy that he had against a Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And then the first crime on earth was committed by Qabil, you know, Abel and Cain. Qabil, he murdered his brother Habil. For what? Fueled by his jealousy for his brother, Allah. The first sin that was committed on the face of this earth was again fueled by jealousy and malice and hatred and envy. So this is how dangerous it is. It is the root of many evils. If it can bring such a high ranking, Iblis, to such a low level, lowest of the low, we curse him every day. We curse him in our salah. When you read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, it's a curse upon shaitan. And after you read sana, you read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahman rahim, then you read Surah Fatiha. So you're even cursing me in the state of salah. That's how evil he is. And the root of his evil was jealousy and envy. That can be the lesson for us. All his hard work, he had worshipped so much. But all his hard work, all his virtues were burned to ashes when he harbored this evil trait of envy and jealousy against Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, that the jealousy can consume your virtues just as fire consumes the wood. Just as fire consumes the wood. This is how dangerous it is. You do all the hard work coming to the masjid, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua. And imagine you yourself then throwing cold water over all of this hard work. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't. It's like you're working the whole day, and then at the end, your wages are given, 100, 200 rand, whatever it may be. And then you take it and go throw it away. Does it make sense? No. If it doesn't make sense in monetary sense, in the physical sense, in the material sense, why should it make sense in the spiritual sense? Now you have the logical capability of thinking and rationalizing. So why don't we ponder over these things that are affecting our iman? We all make dua. We tell each other to make dua for us. But do we know that there are three factors due to which our duas are not answered? You can make dua all day and night. If you are doing these three things, our duas are not answered. It has been narrated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قَالَ الْمُؤْمِنُ يَغْبِتُ وَالْمُنَافِقُ يَحْسُدُ. About the difference between aspiration and envy. It is a different thing if you aspire. You see a pious person, you aspire to become pious. Subhanallah, this is the characteristic of a believer. If you see somebody knowledgeable, mashallah, you want to become like him, you aspire to become an alimuddin, subhanallah, this is good. So this is the characteristic of a believer. A believer aspires. Whereas a munafiq, a hypocrite, he envies Allah. This is the characteristic of a munafiq. And the Holy Quran says about those munafiqs, those who are hypocrites, they will be in the lowest state of hell, lowest place in hell, that is reserved for them. Do we want to adopt their characteristic? No, a sane-minded person wouldn't do that. You know, and as it is the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the dua of three people are not accepted. The first person, the one who consumes haram. You eat halal, inshallah, your du'as will be accepted. Second person whose du'as are not accepted is that who backbites a lot, carrying tales, you know, putting fire between two people. If you are guilty of doing that, when you're making du'a, you can be rest assured, you can do all what you want, but none of it will ascend and get accepted. And in the third reason due to which our du'as are not accepted, that if you have this against the believers, against the Muslims, hatred, jealousy, then again, your du'as are not accepted. These are the warnings from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if we are guilty of that, our du'as are not accepted. We all make dua. We love making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the use of all that? We know that because of our own doing, if you entertain envy, hatred, jealousy towards one another, how can our duas be accepted? You know, you want to invite some guests, Allahu Akbar. You know, there's so much of provision made. You know, you do house cleaning, you neaten up everything, you know, the kitchen is clean, your dining room, everything is neat and, you know, prim and proper. But when it comes to invoking the mercy of Allah with the dirty heart, we don't do nothing to cleanse it. We don't make zikr on time. We don't read salah, all the things that can cleanse our hearts. We keep putting in more and more hatred, more and more jealousy, more envy, and then we expect the miracle to happen. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend there. Doesn't make sense. Physical diseases of the heart, we are very much concerned. But the spiritual diseases that affect the heart, we're not concerned about. We keep our houses clean. When it comes to cleaning our heart, we're not bothered about it. And when something goes wrong, then we sit and cry. This is the attitude we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to make sincere tawbah in His court, inshallah azza wa jal. This is the remedy. And ask Allah for help, because no psychologist can help you here. You know, there are certain mental illnesses, diseases, where you go to a psychiatrist, where you go to a psychologist, and they can help you through therapy and everything. But jealousy is something no psychologist can help you. Jealousy is something no neurosurgeon can operate on your brain and take it out. This is only in the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you truly, sincerely, if you repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll see the barakah of it. And we ourselves should strive, because it doesn't mean, you know, you're not delegating a task to Allah now. You know, you try your best and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Inshallah, it can be done. Many things of our fate are decided, who's going to get how much risk and who's going to live for how long, whose soul will be captured in the next calendar year. All of that is decided within this night of salvation. And if We want to make dua for longer lifespan. Alhamdulillah, this is the practice of our Buzurgan-e Deen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll observe the 6 rakats of Nafl Salah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the Maghrib Salah, the Fard Salah of Maghrib, then the Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, after that, inshallah, 6 rakats of Nafl Salah, which has been passed down to us from our pious predecessors, that they would read 6 rakats of Nafl Salah. Alhamdulillah. And in those 6 rakats, and we read it 2 rakats each. The first 2 rakats, we make the niyat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Niyat for longer lifespan, inshallah. The second set of 2 rakat, the niyat can be made for the protection from calamities, inshallah, azza wa jal. And the third 2 rakats, they, inshallah, the niyat can be made that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't make me dependent on anyone else except you, Allah. Don't make us muhtaj of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us all and accept our tawbah in his baraka. Amin bijahi nabi lameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Said Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success.